Yes, sir.
Yeah, Ron.
I was just talking to Bob.
Yeah.
He suggested I should call you. He said that you mentioned that maybe Jerry Schenker should go up to Camp David
just to see the room.
Mr. President, I'll tell you,
Schenker
came back to my office tonight, and he came floating into the office. And he said, he's been assigned to the White House for a year.
Yeah.
He said, I've waited a year. He said, I've waited a year for this. He said it was worth it. He said, that was the most fantastic interview I've ever had. He said, there's no bullshit. He said, we sit down in the office. He said, even looking out in the Rose Garden, he said, it was a fantastic, fantastic time. So he, I think, was just floating on air on that, and I just don't think we need the Camp David thing.
All right, fine. We'll let
and
it
I
go.
Think it would be better to...
Fine, let's let it ride. Okay.
To save it for...
Well, he's happy. Fine.
With no question about it.
Good. Good.
If you don't mind, then, we just won't receive it.
Fine. All right, fine. We'll let it go.
Could I raise another question with you, Mr.
Chairman? Sure.
The press thing in terms of the Eagles. I was talking to Bob today.
Yeah.
And because there is a possibility that you may be spending some time down in Florida, so that we don't get a flow of stories about the movement, what I would like to do if you approve, and I think you could maintain the maximum flexibility by doing that, would be tomorrow to indicate that you plan to spend at your own discretion, depending on your schedule,
so
a period of time between now and the end of December in Florida.
Yeah.
You don't know when you will be there, but your general plan is to do that.
Finishing the budget for the meeting. And preparing for the meetings, and that we may go to Florida, we may not. But okay.
And then in terms of the Azores, pack a bag if you want, because the president will be spending a good deal of time in Florida.
Right. Depends on the